Well, today, August 8th, is the feast day of the great Saint Dominic, a priest and founder of the religious order, the Dominicans. When we look at Saint Dominic's life, we see it was a very short life of only 52 years, but he accomplished so much for the church in those 52 years. He was born in the year 1170, and he was born into the noble Guzman family. He was the youngest of four children born in Spain. His mother is also a saint in the Catholic Church, Blessed Joan. As a young man, he felt called to religious life and joined an early religious community that followed the rule of Saint Augustine. And he spent a number of years in prayer and contemplation. But his life changed when the bishop asked him to travel with him on a missionary journey. And that took him through the region of southern France, which was rampant with a terrible heresy that began in the city of Albi. It was known as the Albigensian heresy. And this Albigensian heresy was sort of a Gnostic heresy, very similar to the Manichaeans. But this particular heresy basically said that anything material was evil, only the spirit was good. And so they denied things such as the incarnation, how God became incarnate in human flesh. They denied the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They promoted things that were very anti-life. They were against marriage because that brought new children into the world and these spirits were then entrapped in bodies. So they were very anti-life, anti-marriage. They even encouraged things such as suicide or abortion, contraception. And these things are, again, have resurfaced in our own day and age. So Saint Dominic saw these heresies that were so rampant in southern France. And he and this bishop went to the Pope and offered themselves to become missionaries. They really had hoped to go to Russia, but the Pope said, no, go to southern France and preach the gospel to this group of people, to the heretics of the Albigensians. And so after this bishop died, Saint Dominic had to go by himself to do the preaching. Soon he gathered around himself a group of other men that would help him. And he realized that there were certain qualities that they needed to have when they did their work. First of all, they had to be men of prayer. So they spent many hours before the Blessed Sacrament. They had to be men of wisdom and knowledge of the faith. And so they studied sacred scripture. It said that Saint Dominic had memorized the Gospel of Matthew and all the letters of Saint Paul. So they had to be totally steeped in sacred scripture to answer the heretics, to be able to teach them the truth. They would live a life of poverty and simplicity. And so they would really live that spirit of detachment from the things of this world. They would travel from place to place, and they would focus on preaching. Their order became known as the Order of Preachers. We know them as the Dominicans. And so their motto would be, the truth. That is their motto, to preach the truth, to live the truth, and to share the truth with others. And so they became a religious order, one of the mendicant orders, the begging, the preaching orders. You had Saint Francis, started the Franciscans. He would focus on helping the poor and the destitute and preaching the gospel to the poor. Saint Dominic, on the other hand, really tried to establish monasteries near universities to try to reach the well-educated, the wealthier people, to try to educate the leaders of society as well. So the Franciscans and Dominicans work so beautifully together to evangelize all the classes of society, both the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated. The Franciscans would wear their brown habit with the white belt. The Dominicans would wear the white habit with the brown belt, and they would again be truly evangelizing the culture of the day. And the Dominican habit, the beautiful white habit, was worn by Pope Pius V, since he was a Dominican. This is about the 16th century, about 1550. And ever since then, the popes have always wore white in honor of Pius V and the Dominican habit. That's why they say Pope Francis is such a unique pope, because here he is, a Jesuit priest with a Franciscan name who wears a Dominican habit. So he has all three embodied in his life. Of course, you've had so many great Dominican saints, the great St. Thomas Aquinas and Catherine of Siena, so many other great Dominican saints. Now, the story goes that St. Dominic was having a great difficulty evangelizing the Albigensians, but the tradition is that the Blessed Mother appeared to him and manifested the rosary and told St. Dominic to preach the rosary. And so they say that during his life, by preaching the rosary, he helped to convert 300,000 Albigensians back to the Catholic faith. Well, what is so powerful about the rosary? It is the greatest pro-life prayer. It teaches people the truths of the Bible, the truths of our Catholic faith. It is a pocket catechism. It is a powerful sword against evil, against heresies. And it is the greatest pro-life prayer that we have. Because every time we pray the rosary, 50 times we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." How blessed is the fruit of the womb, that the fruit of the womb is not a punishment or a curse. It is a blessing, that life is sacred from the moment of conception until natural death. And by preaching the greatest prayer of the rosary, he was able to help to defeat the anti-life heresies of his day. And that, of course, is our weapon today against the anti-life mentality that we see all around us. So as we pray the rosary, we see that children are gifts of God, blessings from God, and that we can combat the anti-life mentality of modern society. So St. Dominic died in the year 1221 while on a mission, the age of 52. He was canonized just 13 years after his death. So we can learn a great deal from St. Dominic and his spirituality. He, in his own personal life, was a very humble soul, very kind, very gentle, very loving, but he was a fearless preacher of the truth. And in fact, his favorite foods were apples and turnips. So today you should have an apple or a turnip in honor of St. Dominic. Those were his favorite foods. But he not only was so beautifully human, but he was so spiritual. And I think, the main things we can learn from him is his love of truth, his prayer life, his importance of sacred scripture. He wanted to know scripture backwards and forwards, because he said that was the key to converting people, is knowing your faith, knowing your scripture, and his, of course, great devotion to our Blessed Mother and the Holy Rosary.